Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is bassist, vocalist, and songwriter, Jay Lenhart. Born into a musical family, he got his start as a kid playing banjo and guitar with his brother Bill in the 1940s and 50s. He was inspired to take up the bass after hearing Ray Brown and the Oscar Peterson Trio, and his career took off as he toured the country with big bands as a teenager. He's been a staple of the New York jazz scene for almost five decades and has played with musicians from all genres, from fellow jazz greats Mel Lewis and Tony Bennett to pop stars Carly Simon, Sting, and Queen Latifah. He's also written original songs, released 15 albums, and put on delightful one-man stage shows. Jay Lenhart, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you.
It's really great to have you on this program, Jay, because I know there's a lot more to you than I have seen. And I've seen a lot of you because we've worked a lot together, and I've seen you in action with your amazing original songs. And I say that with all sincerity. And yet you have a history that spans an important part of our American musical culture, because when you started out as a kid, music was very different from the way it is now. What are some of your earliest musical memories?
Boy, the one that stands out most to me is riding around in a Kaiser in 1947.
Is that a car?
It's a car. Right. It wasn't the president of Germany or anything like that.
I've never heard of a Kaiser.
Kaiser Fraser. You never heard of Kaiser
no.
Fraser?
No.
Michael. what to do with these kids. Anyway, it was a Kaiser. And riding around Baltimore, listening to Tony Bennett sing Rags to Riches, and hearing the little radio explode with the bass, the speaker would shake. Huh. Boom, boom, I'm going from rag to riches. And I just listened to that so much. They would play it all the time, and I loved it. And then the Banjo Kings, they played this beautiful music that just grabbed me. And they would play some chords that I said, what are those chords? I mean, it just went inside of me. And of course, Les Paul, when he started playing that multi-guitar stuff, I was utterly fascinated by it and had to do it.
Now, this is a time when music is changing, because Tony Bennett, Rags to Riches, was kind of a schlocky pop song, and then you're talking about Les Paul, which is overdubbing and electric guitar. So this is kind of the nexus of music moving from American popular standards into rock and roll and a different kind of pop. Were you aware of that?
Very much so. I wasn't, naturally, didn't have much historical perspective on it, but I watched it happen. I watched Shaboom Shaboom and the Crew Cuts and everything like that come along and start playing this very simple communicative music that unfortunately didn't communicate much to me. I just thought, nice, but I wanted complicated music. I wanted music that was rich and full of jazz and symphonic harmonies and stuff. Like, I just did. That was what got me. But as it became more sophisticated, in the 50s, it didn't do much. But in the 60s, all of a sudden, it turned into blues and the Motown funk, and the bass players really had some beautiful things to do in this music. And all of a sudden, the harmonies were getting richer and richer. And then, of course, along comes Steely Dan, which I adored. And they just combined jazz and rock and roll.
I remember on the Pretzel Logic album, that's the first time I heard Duke Ellington's East St. Louis Tootaloo. They did a complete transcription of it, note for note, from a 1928 record. And that's how I discovered Duke Ellington.
Well, there you go. I discovered Duke Ellington when I was 12 years old in 1952. My brother and I went to a concert in Western Baltimore, and we sat there and just sat in the front row looking up as the band filed in slowly and started to play, and Ellington was writing, and I said, I'm completely awed by the whole thing. I truly was awed. That you can say awesome and mean it.
Absolutely. I envy you that. Before we go any further, I'd like to get into some music, and you're going to perform a number of things that you have written, because you've gone from being a bassist to being a songwriting and singing bassist.
Mm-hmm.
And
for better or for worse.
Oh, definitely for better, as we shall demonstrate. And this first number that you've chosen is actually, would you call it a parody on Gershwin or I Got Rhythm?
Well, it uses the same chords. God bless George Gershwin for coming up with these chords, because so many wonderful songs have been written based on his chords, which, of course, you can't copyright your chords. And so I just wrote another one. I mean, I've written several songs on variations of the I Got Rhythm chords, just because they're so playable.
Well, let's do this one. I'm going to chime in, which will prove why I am not a jazz pianist.
But let's
give this a whirl.
Do your thing, Michael.
Okay, Jay Lenhart performing "Problem."
1, 2, a 1, 2. Oh my, I've got myself a problem. Yes, indeed, I absolutely do. Me, oh my, I've got myself a problem, and my problem is you. Don't you know I never saw it coming when this feeling snuck up from behind me? Oh my, I've got myself a problem. I must have been blind. You and I were taking it so easy, we were gonna be good friends. A walking, talking nice and light and breezy, but that's not where the story ends. Cause now you see, I can't stop thinking about you. Won't somebody tell me what to do? I mean, oh my, I've got myself a problem, and my problem is you. Take it, Michael. Taking it so easy, we were going to be good friends. A walking, talking nice and light and breezy, but that's not where the story ends. Cause now you see, I can't stop thinking about you. Won't somebody tell me what to do? Me, oh my, got myself a problem, and my problem is you, yes. And my problem is you, yes. And my problem is you, yes. And my problem is you.
You've been listening to the Song Travels Podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.